We are on Daf Mem Omed Beis, but since it's been more than a week that we haven't been learning, so let us just make a shtickle review of the previous sugya in order to understand better the sugya we're going to learn Bezras Hashem. Let us just see on Daf Mem Omed Aleph, Omar Rav Huna. This is the middle of the Yomid. Omar Rav Huna, Oise Behemas Chaveirei Rebutzel of Nei Avedis Keichovim. Kivin Sheshachet Bo Simen Echad Oso. Rav Huna said over here a Chiddush that there was a Behemah that was Geshochten in Simen Echad, is Lav Davke Simen Echad Afilu Amashu. A Behemah that was Geshochten for Avedis Zore. Afilu Ashchita Kordohu, Oscha, it becomes already Takruvus Avodizore, and it's also Bahano. So we had mentioned Rav Huna is telling us two Chiddushim. Chiddush number one, he's telling us that Ashchita Kordohu makes it Takruvus Avodizore. And Chiddush number two, he's coming to tell us that even though this was Behemis Chaveiroi, but a person can aser behemes chaveira with a maise koldo. This is the chiddush of Rav Huna. That with a maise koldo, it becomes takruvus abedizor, even though he's not the bailam on the behemah, he can aser this. And the Gemara brings down Savala ki hoda amar ulam Rav Yochanan. If a person is mishtachvel behemes chaveiroi, that he made it nevad, and the din is that nevad is also a gevoya. But since this is behemes chaveiroi, it does not become nevad, because ein adam oisa dovo sheni shaloi, but if he did a maise, and the Gemara means that this is the case of Rav Huna, that he made a maisa koldo, he shechted it lavoy dezore. So with a maisa adam oisa bei mischaveroi nitzosa afilu lehediyet, and that's shitas Rav Huna, and that's a Rav Huna lemshatn ula omar Rav Yochanan. Now the Gemara asked Akasha and Rav Huna from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Eisvei Rav Nachman la Rav Huna. The Mishnah says, Asheichet Chatos B'Shabbos B'Chutz La'Avodes Keichov. A person B'Shoigeg Shechted a Chatos in Shabbos, so he's a Machal of Shabbos. B'Chutz, so that this is called Shechitas Chutz, but you also Chayiv Kores in a Chatos B'Shoigeg. And Lavoidas Kechovim, and he shechted it Lavoidas Zoro also b'shoigig, is Chayev Sholosh Chatois. So he's Chayev three Chatois. The Amrit, so the Gemara asks Akashe Kiven Sheshochat Bo Simen Echot, according to Rav Huna, that Odom Oyser Dover She'enei Sholoi, afilu with a Maise Koldohu. So it comes out in the beginning of the Shchita, it becomes Takruvus Avodah Zarah. So he was not Goymer the Shchita. We had mentioned the Svar of Rabbi Kiveger because it is a din of Kolomid Rislev Kesarav Domi. So it's like the Simonim already are Geshochtim. So he did not make a Maisi Shchita. So Ashchut Echutz Loi Lachai. So the Gemara asked Akasha, and this is based on the Chiddush of Rav Huna, that Adam Oyser Dover She'enei Sholoi, with a Maise Koldohu, and it becomes Takruvus Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara asked, so it becomes Takruvus Avodah Zarah as soon as he shechts it, as soon as he makes a Maise Koldohu. So why is he Chayv on Shchut Eichutz? Shchutechut, he have to make a maise shchita b'chutz. He didn't make a maise shchita b'chutz because as soon as he shechted a mashu, it's kolam midlisav kesarav dami, and the simonim are keilu the commander lesser. sie did not make a meise schrites, why sie chayim aschut echutz. That was the Gemara's kasha an Rachune, and the Gemara la meise, the maskona of the Gemara was, let us just go back to that memamid base, so the Gemara says, Elo oma mazutra mishmeida rav pope, hoche b'mayaskinen, kegoin sho yachatzi kone pogum, v'hoisef olav kolshu, v'gomroi, t'kule b'hadi adodi kose. So the Gemara says it's speaking about achatos ha'oif. Achatos ha'oif, you only have to shecht one roiv of one simen. And it's speaking about that half of the simen, half of the kone, was split already. So memele v'hoisef olav kolshu. So his maisha shchita is a kolshu, and that is called a maisha shchita by a chatos oif. You only have to shecht one simin bachutz, and so it comes out the kule badi adodi kosin. That means after this maisha kodu, so he shechted it lavoyder zore. So after this, it becomes osabano. But la maisha, he made a maisha shchita bachutz. By shechting this kosher lavei dezore, he made a meiser shchita bechutz, because all you have to make by a chatos ha'oif is to be the shecht roiv of the kone, and it was already chatzi kone pogum, so he just shechted a mashu. With this mashu, it's called a shchita lavei dezore, and even though it becomes after the mashu, it becomes a krubis lavei dezore. But he already became a chuyev al shchita b'chutz, because the iser hanor comes after the shchita's koldu, and some emelet comes bebasach. This was what we had learned till now. Now let us start. This is the hemshach of this sugya. This is six lines from the bottom. Rav Nachman ורב אמרם ורב יצחק אמרי, אין אדם עושר דבר שאין שלוי. They disagree vehemently with Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, with a maise koldo, a person can answer someone else's chafetzim, someone else's behema. And they said, no. There's no such thing. Ein adam oyser dover shein shloi osin rashe fil vot a meise gomo. There's no such concept. I can't shecht yenem's beheime lavoy de zore. Who am I to shecht yenem's beheime lavoy de zore? It's beheime. I'm thinking lavoy de zore. I can't do such a thing. Ein adam oyser dover shein shloi. Fine. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein adam oyser dover shein shloi. Afilu bigmar maise. That means Ravune said a chiddush afilu with a maise koldu you could answer. And they say afilu bigmar maise. Afilu you made a shchita gemure. But there's no such thing. I can't answer yenem's behemet. I have to be a bailam. If I'm shechting it, the whole issa comes about because of my machshove, because I'm shechting lavoy dezore. If you're not a bailam on the behemet, you can't shecht it. You can't ask her, you can't make it a krumis of a desore. Rav Huna said a chiddush with a maisa, you could make it. And they say there's no such thing. That's what Rashi says, afilu bigmar maisa, ve'is de mefoshi be maisa koldu. Others learn pshat that they're only chaylik an Rav Huna be maisa koldu, ve'loihi, it's not true. Dimkein lehavi menasech to yivtayu da maisa gomu lakama maisa lomi menasech. To appreciate the Rai of Rashi, we'll have to see the Gemara further. Fine. Al kolponim, they hold that in oda maisa dovo shein ishaloi. So, between you and me, so let us just make a cheshbon. So, in oda maisa dovo shein ishaloi, so the problem that Huna had with this Mishnah, Ashoichet chatos b'shabes b'chutz l'avoydes kechovim chayvis chayv an shchites shchita b'chutz. The Gemara is takashe, the wise chayv an shchita b'chutz. it machatach of a baume, it became neser bahano the tchilas hashchite. She never made a maise shchite. According to Rav Nachman, there's no problem. It didn't become takrumas avodah zarah. So no problem whatsoever. But we'll see the Gemara is going to have a problem on this Mishnah according to Rav Nachman. Let us see the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara asks, "May sevei alesh you a kash? Hashoychet chatos b'shabas b'chutz l'avodas kechom chayev sholish chatos v'kminon b'chatos o'id u'b'chatzi kone pogum." And we had mentioned that the Mishnah is speaking about achatos o'id. Now, the heichoche of the Gemara is, why did this Mishnah mention achatos? It could have mentioned, Rashi, we'll see in Rashi, it could have mentioned an oilo. If it wants to tell us that ein odom oiser dover sheine shaloi, why do you speak about achatos, which is not a shchiach tike korban? Speak about an oilo. Why do you mention chato? Speak about an oilo. And the chiddush is, when you shech the doilo b'chutz, since ein odom oiser dover she'ein hishaloi, so there's no problem. It never became nesa, and nischayv ashchitas chutz. Why did he mention a chato? So that when he mentioned a chato, it would seem he's coming to tell us it is only speaking about a chato ha'oi. And it's speaking about achatzi kone pogu, and he shechted a mashu, so therefore there's no problem that it became takrumas avodah zarah, because bebas achas, when he shechted, he made the mashu, so then it becomes takrumas avodah zarah after the shchitas mashu, and he's chayim al shchita b'chutz. So from this Mishnah, that the Mishnah mentioned davke by achatos, it would seem that the reason is because Adam oisel dover sheine shaloi b'maise koldu, and the only way it could be chayiv on shchut echut if it's speaking about achatos oiv and achatzi kone pogo. But according to Rav Nachman, then Adam oisel dover sheine shaloi doesn't have to speak about achatos oiv; can speak about an oilo, and an oilo is more shchiach than achatos. So say, Ashoichet Oila Bechut, since an Oila is, he's not a Bailam on the Oila, he has no violence whatsoever, so it doesn't become also Bano, and he's Chayv of Shchut Echutz, why does he have to speak only by Achatos? So Vais the Chois Odom Oisel Dovo Sheini Shaloi, so by an Oila we can't talk about an Oila, because soon as he started checking, the Oila became also Bano. That's why you have to speak about Achatos, so even Chatsi Kone Pogum. So that's the Gemara's Kash. The Gemara's Kash and Rav Nachman, Eisevei, Hashoichet Chatos, B'Shabbos, B'Chutz, L'Avoides, Kechovim, Chayiv, Sholish, Chatois, V'Ukminon, and we said that the Mishnah that mentioned Chatos is speaking about B'Chatos, Oy, U'B'Chatzi, Kone, Pogum, that there should not be a problem of Mechatech, B'Ofahu, that it didn't become also, but no, the only case can be a chatasoy, b'chatzi kone pogum. Taime de chatasoyfu. Only by a chatasoy vizchayim an shchutechutz de kulu bahadi adodi kosye. Because it comes bahadi adodi. Avo zevach loim, but another kolbin, let's say a kolbin oilam, the din will be, he won't be chayiv. Why? He won't be chayiv on shchut echutz, because it becomes neser b'masur arishayim. V'i ein odom oiser dovo sheine shaloi, but according to you, that you hold, that ein odom oiser dovo sheine shaloi, ma'ir yechatas o'oiv. Why does he have to speak about chatas o'oiv, afil achatas behema nami? Can speak about a chatas beim, can speak about an oilo. Why is it speaking about, why is, if it's coming to tell us that Adam Oisel Dovo Sheini Shaloi, so then you only have to speak about chatas oiv. But if you're then Adam Oisel Dovo Sheini Shaloi, So then he could speak about a chatas behema, could speak about a noila. Then it would mention noila, wouldn't mention chatas. So the Gemara answers, Amore de ki yisot. Given the kanye leile kapore kedidei domim. So the Gemara says, achatos, or an oila, or an osham. Since it's shaloile kapore, every bala koban has a bailus in the koban. What does he have from the koban? That he'll get a kapore through that kromos koban. So the koban is called his. So this is called Adam Oisa Dovo Shuhu Shaloi. I'm called a bailam on the koban. It's not called I'm asrin yenim. If I go and shecht yenim's koban lavoy de zore, I can't answer Yenim's call. I shecht Yenim's behema lavoy de zora. I can't answer Yenim's behema because I know the meisad over shein eshaloi. A meisad lemalu emoire. But when talking about a kaponis that a person becomes niskaper al yodom, so it's called I have a bailus in the kolm. What's the bailus I have? I'll be niskaper al yedei a kolm. So it's shaloi le kapore. I derive benefit from this kolben. An oilo, achatos, an oshem, I derive benefit. So I have a bailus in this, even though I can't eat the meat. But it's irrelevant. But I have an ownership in this kolben that al yedei this kolben, I'm going to come this kapa. So that's called a bailus. So there, I can offer it. That's not considered odom oisel dovo sha'ein oishaloi. This is called shaloi. It's shaloi lekapore. So memele, so a bezoi, so the Mishnah had a problem. How is he chayv on shchutei chutz? The minute when he starts shechting a chatos or an oila, it becomes also bano, because here's other meisa dovo shehu shaloi. So that's why the Mishnah is speaking about chatos ho'oiv. Chatos ho'oiv means it was a chatzi kone pogu, and he only shechted a mashu, and with the mashu he's chayv on shchutei chutz. And it becomes then also ba'ano. So that's the teretz of Rav Nachman. Now let us see Rashi. Vokimno al kolchon b'chatos o'oiv. It has to be speaking about chatos o'oiv. Midaloiton is zevach. Since it didn't say zevach. Ba'af al pi de lahanoch rabonon. Now I can't say zevach. Leimotzile misni zevach, I can't say zevach, the kiven de shlomim de deininu, I can't say stamazoi zevach, which means a shlomim, kiven de shlomim de deininu, so here Rashi means, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that kochim kalim omen bailim, have a mitzri betchiles ashrite, besulekav chiev shrite chutz, vechitone chates avodovo shayne shaloi vloi mitzer, so Rashi is explaining. He couldn't say Stam Chatos. They couldn't say Stam Zevach, because Zevach could mean, it would say Stam Zevach, I'll have a problem according to them also. Because a Shlomim, or Kochim Kalim is Shaloi. So Memele will have the same problem over this. Why is it Chayv al Shkut Echut? Afilohochi, but the Kasha is, and Rav Nachman, why are you speaking about achatos? Speak about an oilo. The shchiyah. There were more oilas that were brought than chatois. And it's not his. So memeilu, there's no problem of it becoming takruvis avaydezore betchilas hashchita, because you hold. In Adam Isa Dova Shaina Shaloi. Vinokat Chatas. So why did he mention Chatas? If he wants to mention a Kolbin that's not Shaloi, and therefore the Shchita doesn't answer it, but Chilas HaShchita speak about an Oilo. So Al Kochach he's speaking by a Chatas, because it's speaking about a Chatas HaOiv. That then you could say, even though it becomes Nasa, but it's speaking about that there was Chatzi Kone Pogum, and it becomes Nasa after Shchitas Mashu. But not at Chatzis, the Midi Disi Boi Vesimenechot, ואז הייתה אם שמסמנך את האויפו בחד שיקון הפוגם כדאמור. אבל זבח דובר הזבוח בסקן דיינה בהימה דויף מולוקו, then he wouldn't be chayiv an shchut eichutz. Why not? Because it becomes nesa b'mashu. So we have here a kasha on Rav Nachman. According to you, we should have spoken about an oilus behemah. We should have spoken about something that's oimed l'shchite. Ba'afal pikein, it doesn't become nesa because in other maysa dover sheinu shaloi. The ain odom oisodov shainishloi mayir yitoni oi, afila behema nami, toloi poka shem kochimine, it doesn't become osobano, and therefore the shem kodesh doesn't become nifke. So why didn't it speak about a behema? Now Rashi says, it says that he's chayv tvi chatois. One chatos, as he shechted lavoy the zoret. So if you hold an odom oisel dovo sheni shaloi, it doesn't become takrubis lavoy the zoret. So why is he chayev a chatos? So Tosfos Rashi says, O mi u im a chayev mishumoi vidavoy the skechoven. The mikol mokim afal gav doloi mitzre miflach polcho. That means he afilu the whole shaila of odom oisel dovo sheni shaloi. Or ain't all the moisa dover shainish leos only negay the behemoth. Does the behemoth come takruvus avaydazor? Doesn't become takruvus avaydazor. But he's zicha noibet avaydazor. So the Gemara is asking Akasha, according to Rav Nachman, why is it speaking about a chata sa'oif, that only about chata sa'oif is chayiv an shchut eichutz? He could be speaking about an oilon, he's also chayiv an shchut eichutz. Because I know the Moisel Dovo Shaine Shaloi, so there's no problem that it became Takruvus Avaydazore. So why did it mention Chatos, which has to mean Chatosoi? So the Gemara answers that Rav Nachman holds, given the Konyele Le Kapore, Shrei Abaylim Miskaprim Bo, they get a Kapore from it. Kididei Domi, so it's like his Koban. Hilkach leimotzei lemisnei shum zebach. Therefore, we can't speak about any kol. Dilu oila mechaperes ha'esei. An oila is mechaper an ha'esei. And if an oila is mechaper an ha'esei, so it's shaloi lekapore. It's he gets a kapore through the oila. V'chatos v'osham al chatoim. They're mechaper an chatoim. So weiter, it's shaloi lekapore. Ushlamim v'shar kochim kalim v'deininu. So it's like a b'yishya glili, the kochim kalim momen v'aylamu. So memele, when we speak about kolbonis, there is never a concept of ein odom oisa dovo sheine shaloi, because every kolbon is shaloi. That's what Rav Nachman holds. The kochim kalim is shaloi, because it's momen v'aylam. And an oila and a chatas and the osham is shaloi because it's shaloi lekapore. So therefore, lohochi nokat oif b'chatzikon epogum, the mechayev b'shritas chutz balpulta de mitzabei. So the only way he can be chayev an shchut echutz is davke by a chatas oif and the neshachat balpulta. Zogt the Gemara weiter. So bekitzur, we have here Shitas Rav Nachman. We have Shitas Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman holds ein odom oiser dobo sheine shaloi. Fine. Toshma, we learned in our Mishneh beis oichsin besakin. You have two people that are oiches besakin. They're holding the sakin. One is holding the handle, one is holding the other end, the Rosh HaSakim. V'shechtim, and they shechta behime. Echad l'shum echad mikol elu. One of them, v'shas t'shchite, he shechting for horim, gevois, yamim, nahorais. And we had mentioned before that these things doesn't become takufas of the zormina teira because these are mechuba. But the rabbanon asad it bachile. So one of them is shechting this behema for gvois, horim, nahoris, and mitadishchit it should be also bachile al kaponim. The echad l'shum dover kosher, and the other one is shechting it stamp l'shem shchite. Shchitosoi psula. So it says in our Mishnah that it's a posel shchite because since one of them is shechting l'shem horim, so memele yasses it. So we have a kasha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says in other moisa dover sheni shaloi. So why should he answer? Well, so why does the baby become also bachila? Why does the baby become also bachila? That is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers a kasha and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara answers, Hoche b'mayaskinon the islay shutvis bigavo. It's speaking about that these both sheikhtim, the behemi belongs to both sheikhtim. So the one that is shechting for horim and gevois, so he also is a bailus in the behemi. And so I if it's my behemi, it's your behemi. So memele, so since I have a bailus in the behemi, and I want to shecht my behemi, lahorim and gevois, so this is not called ein other meister dovo sheine shaloi, because I have a shutvis in the bein. That's how Rav Nachman learned pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see. Rashi. Echad l'shum echad mikolelu, afilu beheime, the love the day. Ela de itach, that was the havamin of the Gemara. Sheshochad l'shum dovo kosher. Ba'aval pikein, he answers it. So the Gemara answers that it's speaking about Islay Shutfis Begavi. Fine. Toshma. Like the Gemara, noch akashe an Rav Nachman. We learned ametame, bamedame, bamenaseich, bishoigig potter, bemezid chayiv. Now, let us see Rashi. First understand the case, and then to understand the Gemara's kasha. Zot Rashi. Hametame tarish shel chaveri. Someone is metame tarish shel chaveri. Vamedame trume bechulen shel chaveri. He mixed up trume bechulen shel chaveri. That means a person, let's say, had a barrel of wine, of chulen, and he poured in some tumedika wine in this barrel, and by pouring in tumedika wine in this barrel, the value of the wine became worth less already. Before he had a wine that there was that everyone could purchase the wine, so it had a market value. The minute he poured some tume in this barrel, so now this market diminished already. He can only sell it to kahanim, so the demand is not too great, and also people don't like to buy truma because it cannot be drunken b'choleifanim. You have to be nizah, you can't be tomi, you can't be metamid. So the value of yayin shel truma is worth much less than yayin shel chul. So by pouring a little truma, this is really called kol ha'maisiv gereya. By adding a little more wine, he made the whole barrel worth much less. Vamedame trume, he's mixing up trume bechulen shel chaveri, the meizelu now became much cheaper. The miboile lizvoninu lekahanim bidmei trume, now you can only sell it to kahanim for the market value of trume, dahinu bezoil, lechozo elu lekahanim. So by doing this, he made it worth less. In case number 3, Vamenasech Yayin Shel Chaveri Lavidus Kechoven, and Anagei Elonu is this third case, a person was Menasech Yayin Shel Chaveri Lavidus Kechoven. So now, the Mishnah says as follows, בשייגג, שלא ידע שהיא תרומה, he did know that it was תרומה, לא ידע, he didn't know that it was תרומה, and he was מתאמת, he didn't know that he poured תרומה into the חולן, he didn't know, ולא ידע שהוא נסר בניסר זה, or he didn't know that it will become also through Nisach. Or he thought that it's his own wine. He didn't have no intentions to be Mazik Yana. He had no intentions to be Mazik. It's Potam Elishalem. So all of these three cases, even though this person made a terrible thing, he was Matame Trume. Before it was worth it, it was Oymed Lachila. Now it's only Oymed Lachila. He was Medame. So before it was worth a lot of money, now it's only Oymed Limochel Kahanim. He was Menatzech Yayin Shel Chaveiroi. Now it becomes Osabano. So if this was Beshaygik, he had no intentions to be Mazik, it's part of Milashalom. So he doesn't have to pay anything. Rashi, what kind of mice is this? He does a shogig. A mazik b'shogig is also a mazik. So Rashi asks, va'af al gav, the mazik b'shogig chayev. The din is a mazik b'shogig is chayev kedekayim olom. Odom mu'ed lo'olom, bein er, bein yoshon, bein shogig, bein mezit. So why is he potter b'shogig? So Rashi answers like this. Hoche hezek sheine nika hu. It's a hezek sheine nika. Veloi shmei hezek. And it doesn't have, it's not called a hezek. That means there is no, the hezek that happened is not nika. It's tomei. It's also bahano. But looking at it with the naked eye, the hezek is not nika. So Rashi is saying, so the Mishnah holds, this is one that came from the Gemara Gittin, the Mishnah holds, Hezek Sheine Nikar Loishmei Hezek. I'm not called a Mazik. The Tashlumi Nezokin is only if I damage a Chayv, it's a physical damage. Maka Behema Yishalmena, I made a physical damage. But if there is no physical damage that was done, even though there's a tremendous hefsid, that now it's worthless, but Tashlumi Nizokin is only by a Hezek Nikah. So Memeil, if he was B'shoigik, so since he wasn't Mazik, there's no Chiyiv on him to pay. U'B'meizit Chayiv, if he was a Mezit, he wanted to be Mazik Yena, is Chayiv L'Shalom the Kansur Rabbonah. The Rabbonah canceled him. That means B'meizit is also part of Meikar Adin, because Hezek Sheine Nikar Eloi Shmei Hezek. But the Rabbanan canceled him. You want to be Mapsid, Mom and Chaveiroi, and you made a Hezek Sheine Nikar, so the Rabbanan you have to pay Alt Knaf. Fine. So Memeila, first Rashi is explaining to us the why the Mishnah differentiates between Shogeg and Meizit. So Rashi says, Me'ikar Adin is not a Mazik, because it's Hezek Sheine Nikar. So therefore, B'Shoigik is Potter, and B'Mezit he has to pay Alta Knaf. Fine. Now we know Pshat in the Mishnah. Now Rashi says there's another problem we have to take care of before we come to the Gemara's Kasha. Now Rashi says there's a new problem. There's a problem of Kamlai B'darabmanei. That means if he's Menasech, Yeinei Shel Chaveiroi, so B'shas the Nisuch, he's Eved Avedah Zorei. So he's Chayiv Mise. So the Chayiv Mise should Pata the Din Tashlumim. So why is Menasech Chayiv? So Rashi says, Loi Mifta. Va'avar Gav the Chayiv Mise Mishum Avedah Kechom. He's Chayiv Mise. So why do you say Kamlai B'darabmanei? Now I, you'll tell me it's speaking about there was no hasros, he's not chayiv mise. The loy mikto, Kein Melon, Chaiwe Mises Scheugigim, Pturim Milashalem. But Chaiwe Mises Scheugigim was also Potter Milashalem. Hoche Chaiwe Afilu Asrubay. Hige Chaiwe Afilu Asrubay. And he's Chaiwe Mamish Mises. Kide Kimno, Taima Vemeseches Gitten. Misho Da Agwey Amenas La Osroi Mechaiwe Lishlumi. That means when he picked it up to be menasech it, when he picked it up to be menasech, so he's a goizel al menas la'abed. He's a goizel al menas la'abed. So the chi of tashlumim comes before the nisach. As soon as he picked it up to be menasech, so he's chayev b'tashlumim. And later when he's menasech, so the komle b'darabne will not help, because he already became a chuyev mishas agbo. That is how the Gemara explains in Git. Fine. So what is our Gemara's kasha? Our Gemara is a different problem. But according to Rav Nachman, So, ein oda moysel dovo sheini shaloi. So how could he be menasech yenem's wine? Ein oda moysel dovo sheini shaloi, nothing happens. He's not ma'abedit. It doesn't become osa bano. So the Gemara answers, ochinami, this loy shutfis begavo. It's speaking about, in this wine he is shutfis. So memele, his chaylik, he's asering. By Shchita, when if he is a bailus in the behemah, so it's called that, so there the whole behemah becomes Nesa. And here by Nisuch, Al Kaponim, his chalik will become Nesa. So it will become Nesa, so what did Yenna lose? Yana lost that Al Kaponim the Zatarubis of Yai and Nesach together with his wine, she's a mazik. So he's chayiv, but the hezek shein and nika. But Al Kaponim, you're asking a kasha, ain't no the moisa, dovo shein and shaloi. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about Islay Shutfis Begavo, and from this Gemara, Rashi, in the beginning of the Sugya Bordaraya, that according to Rav Nachman, afilu amaisa gomul, I also say, ein odom oiso sheini shaloi, because here we made amaisa gomul of nisach, and still the Gemara asked the kasha Rav Nachman, how did it become nesa? So you see Rav Nachman holds, afilu b'maisa gomul, ein odom oiso dovo sheini shaloi. Fine. Let us go further. Now, we hear here Amachloikis. We hear here Amachloikis, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna held that with a maise, someone can asa other maise dobo shayne shaloi. Rav Nachman holds that with a maise, even though there was a maise, ain't other maise dobo shayne shaloi. This shaila, if a person can ask someone else's momin with a maise, is a machlekes tanoi. We learned as follows. Oivet kechovim, shenisech yeinoi shal Yisrael, shaloi bifnei avoides kechovim. A person, a goy was menasech yeinoi shal Yisrael, shaloi bifnei avoides kechovim. It wasn't in front of the Avodas Kechavim. That means in front of the Avodas Kechavim could be Yeva Mizbeach. This is Shloi Befonov. It was Menasech. It means from the Maisa Nisach, we don't see that it's Nisach La Avodas Kechavim. It's Osroi. So it's Osro Bahano. It's Takubis Avodas Ochre. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seiro, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova matirin oisai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bova are matter this wine, mipnei shnei dvorim. Because of two reasons the wine is mutter. Echad she'ein menaschin yayin ella b'fnei avodas kechavim. That the whole, when does it become yayin nesach? When does it become takrubes avodas zore? Is dafke if there was a nisach b'fnei avodas kechavim? And shaloi b'fonav, you can, it's not called a nisach, it's not called takrubes avodas zore. Akabonim b'yayin nesach. It's not called Yayin Nesach. You only have to be Nesach. In order to get a shame Yayin Nesach, you have to be Nesach Bifnei Avodas Kechavim. That's one reason. Echot, and another reason, it's Mutabano, Sheyochel Loimaloi, Loikol Heimenoch, Sheteyosa Yeini Lonsi. You are not capable of answering my wine. How can you answer my wine? That means, in other words, in Adam Oisa Dabo Shaini Shalom. So now, we have here a machloikis. Nachamu. See, a machloikis. A goy was menasech yeinei shal Yisrael. The Tanakhama says, it's mutter, it's also bano, because Adam Oisa Dabo Shaini Shalom. Rav Yehuda Ben Say, Rav Yehuda Ben Bava said, it's mutter bano. And one of the reasons is Hanegeilonu ain't other Ma'isadav Hashayni Shalom. So Lachayre, the Gemara says the Machloikis, the Tanekame, and Rav Yehuda Ben Say, Rav Yehuda Ben Bava is this Machloikis. That means the Tanekame, Rav Huna is going according to the Tanekame, and Rav Nachman is going according to Rav Yehuda Ben Say. So let's just say Oisavenik before we see Rashi. So the Gemara is going to say as follows. According to Rav Huna, you're 100% right. Rav Huna that holds Adam Oisa Dovo Shein Shaloi can only go according to the Tanakhama. Because the Tanakhama says it's Osa Bano. And Rav Yehuda Ben Meir says it's not Osa Bano because ain't Adam Oisa Dovo Shein Shaloi. So according to Rav Huna, it's Nicha Machlekes Tanoim and he paskins like the Tanakhama. The Gemachin wanted to say, and according to Rav Nachman, it's also the same, that it's a machlikas tanoim, and they pasken like Rav Yehuda Ben Meir. So the Gemara says, no. The Rav Nachman, the Rav Amra, the Rav Yitzchak Omri, afilu leman da oma odom oiser dovor she'inei shaloi. He says, no. They hold a fillow according to the Tanakhama that Adam Oisar Dovo Shaini Shaloi Hanemili Kusi Avo Yisrael Litziure Kamechava. Amir de Kazach. That means, they said Amir de Kachidish, that Ayid comes over. Ayid Shechts Lavoidazora. Ayid is Menasech Yain Lavoidazora. So he's Ayid. He says he's doing it lavoidazore. He wants Yenna to have a few sleepless nights. That he asked his wine, he asked his behemoth. That's midish. That's not fumkeit. I want to show him something. But I don't assume that he really that Ayid is an oved avoidazore. That I won't say. So Memele, does Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says that we hold that a Yid can never ask for someone else's moment. I feel according to the Tanakhama, I say, Letzure Kamechavan. So Memele, that's what they said, in Adam Oysa Dabu Shein Ishalois, I feel according to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama only said, a Goy can ask, a Goy is talking over the way this world. So if he asked it, he asked, they hold back all the moisture of the Shainish Loi. We hold that according to everybody, a Yid can answer. According to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Meir, somebody knows the moisture of the Shainish Loi. Now, according to the Tanakhama, I assume, Letzuhuri Kamachavan, it's not us. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Shenisech, Shechshech, Yodai, Lesoichai, Lavoides Kechavim, he shook the wine. Shaloi b'vnei avoydes kechavim. Revus hashminam. That according to the Tanakhama, that it becomes the ayin nesach. Afilu shaloi b'vnei avoydes kechavim. אסרוי אפה נו, דודו מויסר דובו שיינה שלוי. That's the time of the Tanna Kama. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says, that that it doesn't become Asa. Why she yachalai malai, afilo nitzchai, lifnei avaydes kechavim, loy kalai menach, and all the maizah davar sheini shaloi, lo onzi al kolchi shetiyos, you can ask her my moment. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman, Yitzhak, Omri loch, ho de Rav Hune, kori te Rav Hune, vetaz odom oizah davar sheini shaloi, tukim ketanoi, so he's zicher, this statement is a machloi ketanoi, the Rav Yudah ben Bov and Polik. Avol milse didon lo itukim ketanoi. That what we said, that ain oda moisa dover shenish loy, is according to everyone. Da anan omrin in shafir, afil u letane kamet. Da afil u lididei da ois, da oda moisa, da tane kamet ot oda moisa, ani mili oivet kechovim. Avo Yisrael Litzurei Lechavre Yovet. His whole intent is only to be Mitzayah. V'indatei L'Avoidus Kechovim. There's no true intent L'Avoidus Kechovim. So Memele, so it's not, doesn't become Takrubis Avoidus Ot. Fine. So now the Gemara Toshma. Let's go further in the Gemara. Beis oichsim besakim, b'shoichtim. Now we go back and repeat the kashas we hear on the Mishnah. Beis oichsim besakim b'shoichtim. Echod l'shem echod mikol eilu. One is shechting l'nahorim, gvois l'horim. Echod l'shem dovol kosher. Shchitos ha'ipsule. So now the Gemara is asking a kashem. The Gemara is asking Akasha that you should say Letzuri Kamacham. You should say Letzuri Kamacham. That's what the Gemara is Kasha. So the Gemara says, Oche b'mayeskinen b'Yisrael, here the Gersus of Yisrael Meshumid, speaking about it, I mean, that we say, that Letzuri Kamacham is speaking about a Yid that has a Cheskes Kashris, so Memele, we assume that he doesn't really mean the Shecht L'Avodah Zarah, he just wants to be Mitzayer Yenayi. So here that it says that he does ask, speaking about Yisrael Mumma. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, be Yisrael Mumma. So Rashi says, Vu adin the Motri Lo'ukmi, b'deis le'ishutvis begabo, so Rashi says the Gemara could have said that else we had before. It's speaking about that he is Shutfis, so there's no Kashem in other Maisadova Shaini Shaloi, because he asks his. But now that we say, Avikom asks, Mekvin Eloi. Now that we say that according to them, you could ask them. So we could speak about, that it's speaking about, that means that you could ask them. So now we can say it's speaking about that even though there's no shutvis, and it's going according to the Tanna Kama that holds all the Meisel Dovo Shaini Shaloi. Yeah. Now let us just see one Taisvis. The Yisrael Mumma, Perish Bekunt, restored in the Avamotzi, look me this Lay Shutvis Begave Kedukimilel. We can find for all these Kashis that this Lay Shutvis. The Kosher, the Imkaina, my Chosev, the Kosher, Behikshe kushe shekvar tiret. Why, he has this kashi, we said a teret severi. Ela nire davo gav, his boy shoot vis begavo, a kati kolomeim a litzuri komechavim. Now we just said a very interesting nekuda over here. We said an interesting nekuda that he could say litzuri komechavim, so what's helping me shoot vis? I assume that the whole thing was done, not, it doesn't become Taklubis Avodah Zarah. The whole thing is just to be Mitzar Yana. To be Melus, the Gemara has to answer, speaking about a Yisrael Mumma. It's speaking about a Yisrael Mumma. Toshma. Beis Oichsen Besakim Vishoichsen. Echa Lushim Echa Mikolei Lubech Lushim Dova Koshem. Shritos Epsulem. So here the Kash is also, I mean, according to Toshis, is very good. That let the Suri come a chavim. Och ibe mei skinem bi Yisrael mummer. I say, a mishumet, that there's an oivet avay du zore. So me meile, so here I don't have to, so here, and it's going according to the Tanakhama. That holds all the boys of Dov Rishayne Shaloi. And I don't tell the Suri come a chavim, I say he really means it because he's speaking about a mishumet or a mummer. Toshma. Ametame, vametame, vametasech, beshoigig potel, bemezit chayev. So we have here the same kasha, why is he chayev? Bemezit, why does it become also banom? Ochenami bi Yisrael mumma. So all the cases are speaking about Yisrael mumma. Period. So memele, this is the machlokes, this is the kitzur, Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds all the Moisa Dov Rishayne Shaloi according to the Tanakhama. There's no difference between a Yid and a Goy. And Rav Yehuda ben Seir Taka holds they know the Moisa Dov Rishayne Shaloi according to Rav Nachman. He says that Ticha the Tanakhama holds all the Moisa Dov Rishayne Shaloi, but that's Taka by a Goy. Because I assume he really meant it. But by a Yid that has a Cheskes Kashres, I assume that he doesn't really have an intent to be makrivit lavoy de zore, to be mnatsach lavoy de zore, to shech lavoy de zore. I'm toiler that his whole intent is to be mitzarya. Omalei rav ache bereidel rav, de rover le rav ashi. His ruboy vikibul olav asromai. But yes, the shailem, we had like this. Stamazoy Ayid, I say, he has a cheskes kashrus. I say, it doesn't really mean to shech l'avoy dezore, to make that krubis l'avoy dezore. I say that, utsuri kamacham. A mumar is something else. So he asked the mashaila, what if you have Ayid that he was, as till now he was a Yisrael kosh, he's not a mumar. And he said, I'm going to shech it for l'avoy dezore. And they warned him, if you shech the lavoy de zore, or you menasech the lavoy de zore, you can get misa. Do I say, l'tzuri kamechaven legabi the takrubis avoy de zore? Or don't I say, l'tzuri kamechaven? That was the shayla. Till now he was a Yisrael kosher. And now they gave him asro, and he was mekabel d'asro. His rabbi v'kibel all of asro, my, Amalei, hita atme lemise kamret. If they were masrim, are going to kill you. They will kill him. And he said, I don't care. So ein lecha mumma gadol mizeh. This person really means it. And lemise, so I can assume it became takuvus avodazor. Let us see what Rashi says. His rabbi be Yisrael, shelo yishchat lavodas kechom. Vishochat. La'acha shekibel asro, v'koydem l'chein lo'yhoye v'cheskes mumma. Mas, mi osa, oi loy, does the thing become takubis avoy dezoro or not? Tavolas asro shemasrim boy, now he was mekabel d'asro, shemasrim boy have a yedei shata musar al kach, v'atoy romu shata chayim mise, that asro. Who I'm a yedei ani, and you're going to kill me, but I'm an askein ani yoyse shomut. Well, chamrini besan hebrin, my shum is a tiyater atme lemise. The Gemara says that no, if it's mekabel asro, so I zikha, since the maise they're going to kill him, so I zikha assume that he really means it, and so therefore it'll be also al takruvus habay dezore, and here I won't say that letzuri kamechavim.